Time now for more trivia on WCHL. And Freddie Kiger is here, as always, and so is...
Affleck!
What's up? What's going on?
It's all good. Just trying to dot all the I's, cross the T's.
I know what you mean, man.
You know.
Holiday season.
Yep, good luck to the Lady Heels who host Oklahoma State tonight. Hope that goes well.
Yeah, me too.
And so, hey, you got a little bit of a different kind of question.
All right.
But the question in itself is kind of entertaining as far as trivia goes.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah,
well,
I'm ready to be entertained.
Authors. Authors are the category. Authors.
Okay.
Children book authors.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Publisher Bennett Cerf, if you'll recall, he was always one of the panelists in What's My Line?
Yeah.
Publisher Bennett Cerf bet Dr. Seuss $50 that he couldn't write a book with fewer than 50 different words.
Huh.
And Dr. Seuss went right out and wrote which of his children's books?
Well, you know, we had a Dr. Seuss question just the other day about Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, so here we go. We're following right up. Bennett Cerf, publisher, bet Dr. Seuss $50 that he couldn't write a book with fewer than 50 different words. So he went right out and wrote one of his... classics.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our community. This is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and their local high schools. We'll have traffic and weather together. Rand Northam, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and CBS at the top and bottom of the hour. Get your day started with hometown heroes, local commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL.
Freddie, you're asking this question about Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
One of everybody's favorites.
Of course.
Children's books.
Yeah.
But
50 different words.
I really don't remember the name of that book.
He won the bet, published it in August of 1960 for writing Green Eggs and Ham.
50 words or, or fewer than 50 words?
50 words.
Wow.
Well, he used the same 50 words over and over and over. He never exceeded 50 words.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I should have known
50
that.
50 different words.
Yeah.
Not just 50.
I should have known that.
That's all right.
That's a really cleverly asked question.
Well, thank you.
Just in your typical tradition.
And according to Publishers Weekly, it's the fourth best-selling English language children's book of all times.
I'm not surprised by that.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Sounds good for breakfast.
Not really. Anytime I'm at one of the crew meals and the eggs look a little green, I'm like, I'll pass on those.
Not doing that.
Yeah. Hey, see you tomorrow for Rock and Roll Tuesday.